your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing this tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on. And see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
Come on, we gotta go to war. Amen. Amen. I'm not sure. Can you hear me? All right. God bless. I'm not sure what happened to the music, but good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We are thankful for another day that the Lord has made to be here and to be in fellowship and continually walking this walk together and searching to find out the true purpose of each and every one of our lives. Oh, yes, we know that today we desire to follow him. And when we follow him and desire, we deny ourselves, take up our cross, and let's follow. Let's follow by teaching others and helping others and exposing the situation that we have been, most of us have had some experience with that maybe you have not shared or let out. This is the time to really release. Here on Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, we're going to continue the variety of Real Talk discussions, and we're going to continue on this journey. I know Minister Carolyn is out of town and having some difficulties with her phone, but we're going to continue this series and this movement against domestic violence right next door. We're going to take a little break from some of the statistics today, and we'll gear back up on that when we return next week with our co-host, but we just want to just talk today about being, even though we're looking at these areas, and we could definitely talk about, there's many startling statistics in the realm of violence altogether. We've seen so much school shootings and so many things are happening where the minds of people are affected by the wiles of the enemy. I don't know if you're starting to see and realize that the things that are happening have nothing to do with the physical state. Oh, we talked about Monday, and we're going to continue that on Let's Talk Jesus this Monday also, is war. We are at war. The battle is won, but we are at war to maintain, to sustain the relationship with God that we can now free others. You think it's about you, or I think it's about me. No, it's about freeing others and giving them the right to the tree of life. Oh, can we say today, I want to just share with everyone that's been hurt, everyone who has hurt, every person that has been involved, whether the victim or the abuser, that they can find true life. And they can find true life through Jesus Christ. Today is the day that we have to take a stand, that as we go higher in these topics, and believe me, there are many more subjects that we could just talk about every day that are going on in our society. I mean, you don't even have to watch the news. You could just hear the people and the conversations that people are having. It's about all of the turmoil, whether it's political, whether it's racial, or whether it is community-wide. There is so much negativity, and there are so many other actions happening and situations that we're addressed with right now that can really say, wow, what's going on? And it's not so much you see it physically. And yes, we pay attention to the things that someone got caught doing or the evidence that's shown, but don't you remember that facts are in rebellion to faith? What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So as I am understanding how to share that life with others and how not to be so condemning and how not to be we can condemn people so easily that just by words or by our inability to want to interact with those people, it has to start with me. And it has to start with us to reach our children. You know, there's becoming more statistics about the children that are affected through domestic violence. I mean, one statistic, 5 million children witness domestic violence each year in the U.S. alone. Statistic number two is 40 million adult Americans grew up living in domestic violence. Number three, children from homes with domestic violence are much more likely to experience significant psychological problems short and long term. Children, number four, who experience domestic violence often meet the diagnostic criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and the effects on their brain, listen to this, are similar to those experienced by combat veterans. Oh, my God. Children. And if it doesn't start with me wanting to help the children, how do I help the children? By helping the parents, by being there and in the lower capacity to really assist. The change I want to see must first begin in me. I want to talk to us today about the 720. I know you've heard me mention this, and I've went into some depth. We're going to go a little bit deeper. God is releasing more than I can share at this point. And knowing that the 720 is me in a state of denial. What am I in denial about? I am in denial of myself. And when I'm in denial of myself, watch this. He's going to really kind of touch in this. You'll say, where did he's going? Watch this. When I'm in denial of myself, that means I am continually repenting. The 720 is a motion of change. The 720 is actual work that we put in to become transformed, to become renewed, and to now become new. Oh, there's processes and there's elevations that we have to go, but you will end up at the point of new. What is new? Something never, ever been done before, because it's not me, it's Christ. It's not my will, but it's his will. It's not my desire, but it's his desire. Oh, yeah, we're talking about new. That 720 where I turn completely from myself. Oh, no, it's not in a right to left form. I think it is in a reverse motion, because when I'm turning from myself, I'm denying myself of everything that I will want to allow myself to do and how I allow myself to do it. But then I have to reverse motions again and go the other way, another 360, and turn completely to God. Remember the new covenant, when he says that he'll be our God and we shall be his people. He said, we'll know him. None shall have to go to his brother, his sister to know me. All shall know him as their own God. That 720 where if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. And then he goes a little farther in the new covenant to say he will remember no more. Wow, that 720. So now I can be truly forgiven. I can know that my purpose is not my will, but it's the purpose of God. Turn your Bibles with me this morning to Romans chapter 8. We're going to talk over several little steps here, because the new man is no longer my image, but in the image of him who created me. Mark down Colossians chapter 3. We'll be touching there. In John 12, we understand that Jesus says, he says, if I be lifted up, John 12, 32, we're going to touch bases right there. Ephesians, Paul talked about renewed spirit of the mind. Ephesians chapter 4, 23, we're going to touch bases there also. Romans chapter 8. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for every listener that is here to become new. But we thank you for the process. We thank you for the principles. And we thank you for your word that will die and lead us. We right now, Heavenly Father God, decrease of ourselves. If there's anything, Lord, of agenda, anything of self, remove right now, willfully, by our everything with you. So have your way today. Speak clearly through your vessel. Then, Lord, we leave this place changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Ooh, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, thank you. Oh, glory. Listen, family, we first have to remember in the process of change, of renewing, and knowing that it's still not about me. I was having a conversation in the workshop this morning, and we were talking about worship, and we were talking about how do we really sacrifice to God? Do we really give God our best? Do we really honor him with our all? Or is it just shown to get God to do something for us? And I'm getting closer. I was able to share that in the new covenant and in the place of new, I have not, everything I do from this point forward has nothing to do with me, but prayerfully for somebody else, but ultimately that he is glorified, God, that he is magnified, that he is lifted up high. Not to be pat on the back, not to say good word, not to, woo, we preach today, but to highly lift up God. That now as we change from a physical DNA, we go to a spiritual DNA. Because now the new man is in the image of God. The new man doesn't talk the same vocal cords, the same sound. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The same sound does not come in the new man, because it's now the sound of him who created us. The walk is no longer the walk, because it's the walk that we now emulate and exemplify through our own actions. My God. See, Jesus came that we might have what? Life, and life more abundantly. And it's not a life on this world. We have to always remember that it has nothing to do with the physical. Facts are in rebellion to faith. You cannot prove faith through facts. Oh, no, it shows up factually. When hope comes to a thing, when hope, the hope of God comes to fruition. Oh, yes, we sit back and say, oh, he do it. But that's not for anyone else, but for those that already know, won't do it. We always want to share our experience with people that don't believe we can do it. And before you know it, your new thing then turns into something to accommodate because you brought something in that was not free of thoughts. Oh, my God. Oh, that right there helped somebody today. Because is that why I keep going back to the same way? I know I started out wrong. I've been listening to the pastor here. We're waking up in our mind. We're getting up in our feet. We're moving on our purpose. But if I start right there, it's going to be because we contaminate it with something that does not believe on the same level as we do. Oh, yes, we must connect and we will gather and meet other like-minded people that when you meet, your faith may not be there, but when you start working on the same word and see the same energy, then those faith should be elevated. My faith should never be greater than yours. Remember, we all have a measure of faith. Where's yours? Side note number one today. That's a question you can write down. Self-question I should ask in my 720 is, where is my measure of faith? Where does it stand? Where is my faith bank account stand? Isn't it still in half in the old and a quarter in the new and a quarter in the maybe or the woulda, coulda, shoulda realm? See, if you're not in total agreement, oh, my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. If I'm not in total agreement with the word myself completely, this is that time I love of the broadcast where we always can just take a break and say, if you do not believe in the word of God as truth, hit the brake. Stop right there and repent. And say, Father, you know what? I've been having some questioning about this. No, I believe your word is truth. And from this point forward, I am going to convince myself by studying, by believing, and seeing your word perform itself, oh, my God, that I'll never doubt you again. Guess what? You're right back on track. Oh, hallelujah. But I must completely trust what we're talking about. I'm talking about you. And all those fingers pointing back at me, and I'm looking at myself because I told you I'm preaching to myself. I must be in total agreement. Any doubt, I must stop. I'm not defeated. There's levels of growth. Don't beat yourself up or throw in the towel. Be content at where you're at, but know you must go to another level in your faith. Where is your measure of faith? Now, if you said that prayer and you asked God to forgive you, you've now accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you are going to worship him in spirit and in truth, come on in. because you now just crossed over. Oh my God, here's another crossover from the available to the access. You are in the access area. And the access area now means new. Now your mind is renewed by the what? Spirit, not by the flesh. Watch I want you to read the whole chapter of Romans 8, but in verse 10, it says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin. But, oh my God, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. See, the 720 means you are getting more. Oh, fill me, empty me, fill me, and use me. Let's do that like that three or four times. Empty me, fill me, use me. Empty me, fill me, use me. Empty me, fill me, use me. Oh, what a way to go out in our journey today, the meetings that we're going to have and all of the prosperous things that are going to happen in our activities today, because we are no longer full of ourselves but empty, and then we're now filled with him. The renewed spirit of my mind, the new man in me, that's the image of God. Hallelujah. Go down to verse 15. Now watch this. And read the whole chapter, but go down to 15. It says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, oh my God, that we may also be glorified together. And still, nothing to do with me. Skip over to 28. Watch this. He says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Somebody better put that little notation right there. Love God. He was saying it about third. Love God. Love God. Love God. Oh, don't make me play that song, Evangelist Virginia, because I love God. I don't know about you. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified, and who he justified, these he glorified. You see the levels? You have to step through one. You got to make one step for you can never take the second. You have to go in. You have to enter in. Remember, we talked about being engaged. See, when you are engaged, you know now you're not just waiting for your predestined faith to come. You're going to walk in it because you know you've been called. And then you know that if you've been called, you know it ain't about you. You've been justified. Justified by what? Justified by him who is justified, Christ. And then also be glorified. Come on, somebody. I am looking for the glory of God. No, it's not showing up at the front door. No. You can find it right now in the spirit. Seek those things which are in heaven. Not those things on earth. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Yeah, we've been, I'm just so grateful. God is doing some great things right now. He's just so awesome that we continue, we continually pray and work together. Chapter 3 of Colossians, verse 1, it says, if then, remember that if, come on, are you, no longer, I don't even have to, not in my Bible, in all of my Bibles, I'm not even, that's not even a part of my vocabulary, because I am raised with Christ. I seek Him. I'm claiming some things. I'm not adding to it, and I'm not taking away from it. I'm claiming some things for my own self. But it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand. Now, if you have any doubt about any of this stuff I just read, put on the right and convince yourself. Go before the Lord and say, Lord, no, I don't just want to read the letter. Remember, the letter kills, but I want to experience the Spirit. The Spirit gives what? Life. Who wants life today? You have to ask for it. You have to let life in. Christ is life. Christ came that we have life, and life what? More abundantly. See, there's the only, there's another confirmation for you that abundance would be kind of right there. You're abundant. But abundantly, there's no cap. There's no ceiling in abundantly through Christ. Some of us got caps on us. Oh, He only wants me to go that far. Oh, Lord, you better get out the way. If it's not your will, let God's will move for you. If it's not your way, let His way move. If it's not your desire, stop designing. Oh, my God. Some of us can really go to the next level. And we get out the way and say, God, Lord, do your thing. And I'm just going to put me to work. I'm a laborer. What do you need me to do? Paint? You need me to scrub? You need me to do? You need me to drywall? You need me to move? You need me to get on the wall? You need me to steal to the front? I'm a laborer. I am fivefold. That's all that matters. I will do what the work says needs to be done so the work can get done. And it's not looking bad on God, but somebody's saying, look, them folks over there will work for God. Hallelujah. My God. Set your mind, verse 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. With Christ who also, verse 4, who our life appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. The connection to the glory. No glory, no story. No glory, I don't even want to communicate about it. No glory, because see, now I know I'm not doing the process. Second Corinthians 4:16, it says that we should renew daily. Now, renewing daily elevates you to another place of what? New. Oh, no, that 720 does not change. Oh, this book is going to be out there. I can't wait to see this reading. But this book is going to be out there soon because it's an everyday nut. Don't you know, the other book, wake up, get up, move, and your purpose is an all-day, everyday process. It's just not Wednesdays and Fridays. I have to adapt to it every day. And what a better, I was just sharing that this morning. Yeah, I was like, what a better way to wake up in my mind. I'm not looking for nothing. I am wanting to abide in Him. How do I do that? Oh, Lord, thank you. You chose me to labor and work for you. Thank you, Lord. I'm a dear old. I do whatever you need me to do. I am available to do it. Now, let me tell you something. He does. Come on. If you dig the ditch yesterday, you might not have to dig the ditch today because they're going to send somebody else that would be humble enough to say, let me help you dig that ditch. And then before you know it, they're going to push you over because now you need to find different places for bigger ditches for more people. And you will say, wow, look how people are willing to go to work just like you are. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, that's what really a mentor is. A mentor is when you build yourself up for others. Watch this with Jude, chapter 1, verse 20, 21. It says, you beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. See, that's a mentor that is experienced the truth from the only advisor, from the only counselor, from the only consultant, from the only instructor, from the only guide, from the only teacher, moderator, or anything of this age or any age, and that is Jesus. That
sanctified through faith, I am mentoring somebody not to act like me. We always want somebody to get up there and congratulate us, and I'm not knocking it because that's just part of giving honor. But if that is what you're doing it for, if that's the purpose of why you do what you do, then you must come on, start again, hit the brakes, and repent. Do the 720. Turn from yourself and turn completely to God and watch the whole, oh my God, thank you, Holy Spirit. Watch the whole ministry change today. So, you know, who would have a story? Was somebody alive? Or somebody know who would have been the Holy Spirit? Somebody in our lives that's going to listen to this later. Just take the 720 and turn from yourself and turn completely to God. Everything you thought was about to end is about to become new again because it's going to be in Christ. Yeah, right now. See, that's really mentoring. That's really looking at the renewal. See, don't you know that the renewal is the higher purpose? That's the new man really coming to fruition. That's the new woman coming into the position. Oh, 2 Corinthians, yes, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, yes, you are in. You're a new creation. Stop thinking of old. But you have to change the old by releasing the old. You have to draw the line in the sand and say, this is the place of no return. This is not the place I got. Don't cross this no more. Don't come over here. Don't come at me like that over here no more. No, that line is the place I'll never go back to. Sometimes, right after the day, still has not solidified that line. There's a couple of gaps that other people keep coming through. Say, the line of no return means I won't go back, and either way, it may follow me. When you operate in yesterday. I don't know if that makes sense to you. But I cannot be new today when I keep acting old like yesterday. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know that I am in. I am the part of the anyone. I am a new creation. See, the spiritual growth is an elevation upwards. We don't stay dormant in the earthly realm. We don't stay dormant up on the earth. In the right place? Are they really protecting you? Are they really blocking all of the old things? Oh, yes, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But it's an old spirit that try to come back. It's coming. It's not like a forever time were to come. You know, just like I do. It'd be right on your back. And you'd be like, ooh, I don't do that no more. You better make that wall.
Build it, baby.
This area. Well, if you know, like I know, sin is sin. And the wages of sin is death. So, first you must recognize sin. And just to give you all, what are you asking for forgiveness for? We must be intentional to know. I'm not waiting for God to blow me up or somebody to catch me. I know myself. See, now I'm starting to manage myself. I'm looking at myself in the mirror and saying, oh, don't come here. You know that ain't God. What would you even get that thought in there for? It's my job to protect that. That's recognize sin. your sin. To be in remorse, meaning, you know what, I am truly remorseful for just honoring you, God. Now, remember I told you before, this is still not about remorse from sin. Number three, you must turn away from sin. Oh, this is still that 360. First 360. Oh no, we'll go to second 360 at another later date. That has to do with the power, the dunamis power that works in the sin. Oh, flip that over. Number four, you must now pay restitution for sin. Take some time without that you are now in a fast or consecration when you pay restitution for sin. You got to do without some stuff. You really show God that you really want His Spirit. And now, number five, it's your faith or sin. Get ready to confess now because you've already done the work to recognize it. You've done the work to be in remorse for it. You've turned away from it. And you paid your restitution. Now you go confess it to Him. See how much work you have to do, how much work I must do? But it still begins with me recognizing my own sin. So that way, just what I'm telling you about you, you already know you. Leave that one alone right there. Divorce for your sin. You got to pay the cost. Divorce is a soul search. Divorce is a spiritual sacrifice. That you're willing to be in remorse of your own selfish spirits to now be in consecration to your spirituality with God. And pleasing in His sight. Pay that restitution. Don't give it out. Pay it in one lump sum. Give it out to us. I'll pray once more a day to get me. No, get it. Just get it out the way. When I get off Friday night, I'm not going. No, I ain't answering no phone. I am finna go, and I'm finna go pay my restitution to God. I'm finna shut in. I'm finna put that music on loud. Nobody can't interrupt it. I'm gonna cry out and pay restitution by just thanking Him and praying for people and giving away all that He has for me and making offerings unto others and standing in the gap for others. Oh, paying restitution is when you give of yourself that someone else can receive. Oh my God. Oh, you are ready to confess your sins to Him. He says He won't remember them no more. You can now move on to the next level that I won't do anymore, that I won't let happen anymore. He says, if you resist, it will cleave. But this is a 24-hour job, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 365 days that we stay consistent every second, every minute, every hour, every week, every day, and stay consistent with God because I want more. I want to go to another level in my father. Does any have ever been sick and tired of being sick and tired? I'm not growing. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Nothing's working. Sick and tired, paycheck to paycheck. I can't save money. I can't plan money. I can't give money. I can't do nothing because I'm still in my old ways. Enough is enough. Come on, put your hand out. Switch. I ain't going back there no more. Switch. I'm going to another level. Switch. No. I'm going to honor God. Switch. There's nobody else that loves me like Him. There's no other better instructor than Him. And thank you, Lord, that you give me a role to play in the younger generation. Thank you, Lord, that by your characteristics, my God, I may lead someone to you. By your worship, I may be able to lift you up that all may come to you. That your will is done, and your will is done
right now, in Jesus' name, we pray.
Repent. And we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I worship you, Almighty God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, family, God bless you. Thank you so much for another episode of Real Talk with Pastor Fun today. Got a chance to share.
This worked out perfectly. We're playing for Miracle Town. Mission trip to Louisiana. She sent a message out to me wanting to reach out to Evangelist Virginia.
I just got this this morning, so after this call, I'll be calling her back to make sure it's okay. Share your information.
And anybody else out there, if, you know, and you heard something today that the structure, your interest, we want you to buy one. I think we do have a caller. Here we come, 858. Last one, 2359.
Pastor E.
Yes.
How you doing, great brother?
Hey, I'm blessed, man. How are you?
All right, this is Ali calling, man. I wanted to tell you, man, I can't hear nothing you said, but in the beginning, I heard you say the Spirit. In the Spirit.
Yes.
If Jesus lives in you, then the flesh is dead. And so while you was talking in the flesh, I couldn't hear words you said because I think you might be on a speakerphone or something. And I couldn't hear nothing. But you know what? The Spirit kept me with you because in the beginning, you said in the Spirit.
Can you hear
man.
Me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. But I couldn't hear you at all the whole thing.
I was just going. Oh, the Spirit was going. So I would think, we haven't lost any callers. Everybody is still on board. I'm just amazed at the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. The Spirit is coming through today because it anybody that's in the Spirit that Jesus is in, they'll feel everything you mumbling that they can't hear in the Spirit.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, God bless you, man. Thank you so much, brother.
Well, that's why I'm here, man, because I'm all about the Spirit, man. I think I said something today, boys. You know, but anyway, man, yeah, thank you. Thank you, man.
Because
when you said that for that first word, it kept me here. It didn't matter what you said after that.
Amen, amen. Let me see. We got somebody else calling in here, too. Minister Terry, what kept you in there? Was the Spirit pulling on you? Minister Terry? Okay, I know she dialed one, but she's probably on mute on her end. All right, amen, amen. Well, God bless everybody. Minister Ali, man, God bless you, my brother, man. I'm always encouraged by you, man, your words. And we're still waiting for you to come by and share with us on Man Up.
Yes,
Man, we man up every day in the spirit. Amen.
Amen. There she is, Minister Terry. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning. Good morning, family. You know, I might have had the wrong earplugs on or been on mute. But like Minister Ali said, yeah, in the spirit, you're going to stay in there because I was picking up, you know, in the spirit, the words. But, you know, Pastor E, you can do what you did today again because it was worth it. And I did get all those scriptures, Romans 8, Colossians 3, John 12, 32, and Ephesians 4, 23. So glory be to God.
Okay, you heard that much. You heard that much.
Yes. Okay. I heard quite a bit, you know, so I was just there sitting there getting it in the spirit.
I was just going. I wasn't even looking at I have to confess, we're in the process of moving the studio, and so we're not really up and running the way we normally would be. But I thought I could hear myself going. So I don't know. I just thank God for this opportunity to continue. Thank you so much.
God bless
you, we'll share this again. We'll share this again on Monday.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. All right. Well, family, God bless you guys. We love you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We thank God for you. But I want you to know this. Even them negativity that's coming on you, you have to get that thing. Refuse to allow anything to separate you from the love of God. He loves you. I love you. And guess what? We can do this thing because our Redeemer lives.
Whose words alone can family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.